Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light. Save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light. Won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Sabree Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
Exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or can, according to the power that worketh in upon God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able.
How many believe it tonight?
Yeah, yeah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, y'all. I need y'all to help me sing. God.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
people. I tell you, we thank God today, and thank you all for tuning in to the Turn on the Light broadcast. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We choose to rejoice and be excited and glad about this day. So we want to thank you so much for tuning in on tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are so grateful to all of you who have tuned in, and we are believing that God has a word for us on tonight. So we just give him the glory and give him the praise and give him the honor for what he is going to do with us on tonight. This is a great opportunity for us to really focus on God and let God be our priority at this time for this hour, that we would just focus in on him and get the word and see what it is that God is saying to us. And so I just want to encourage each and every one of you tonight that God is good and he is faithful, and we can continue to trust in him and knowing that he will bring us out. I want you to say it out there in radio land. God will bring you out. He will bring you out. He will bring you out. Every time, God will bring you out. No matter what our circumstances is, no matter what our situations are, no matter what the enemy may be trying to tell us, God is the one that we need to be listening to. It's the Holy Spirit that is speaking to each and every one of us, and he knows what to tell us. And that's who we need to be listening to. And if we would just focus in on God tonight, I believe that whatever your situation is or whatever may be concerning you tonight, I believe that there is a word in the house for God's people on tonight, because God don't make no mistakes, and he has given us the opportunity to have his platform to bring forth the word, and we are just so happy about it. And we give God the glory and give him the praise for what he is doing. We want to give a shout out to Pastor Fair tonight. Just want to thank him for being so faithful. And he is not on tonight, but he'll be coming up, I believe, next week. And we want to be prepared to hear that awesome word that he's going to bring forth on next week. So we thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in. We have services tomorrow at 8 a.m. It's evangelistical service in the fellowship hall. So come on out. We want you to come on out and share with us on tomorrow at 8 a.m. in the fellowship hall. This is an evangelistical word that is going to come forth on tomorrow. Well, it's a word, and we can use it for evangelism. So come on out. We've been having a great time at this particular service. So come on out and share with us. And also come on out to Sunday school at 9 o'clock in the JLSCC. And I believe the men are going to be in the church, inside in the church. So we just want to thank each person for coming out and sharing with us. We're having our 10 a.m. Worship service, and we have a guest that is coming in tomorrow, awesome man of God that is going to come forth and bring the word to us. I can't think of his name right at the moment, but he is awesome. I've heard him teach before, and he's an awesome teacher. And he's looking forward to coming and sharing with us. So come on out. If you can't come out, then tune in so you can hear the word. I believe that he has a word for us on tomorrow as well. So we thank you so much for tuning in. Now tonight, we want to introduce to you the man of God that is going to be bringing the word forth on tonight, and that is Minister Lorenzo Lewis. He's in New Mexico right now, but he makes a sacrifice to take the time to bring forth his word, no matter where he is. And so I'm just excited about the word that is going to go forth on tonight. A lot of times, and he told us he was going to be coming from Revelation. I believe he still is. And sometimes we just don't want to teach on Revelation. But tonight we are going to hear a dynamic word from Minister Lewis as he comes forth with the word on tonight. We just give God glory for this word that he's going to bring forth on tonight from the book of Revelation, the book of Revelation. Let's welcome Minister Lorenzo Lewis as he comes forth with the word. Amen.
Hey, good evening to everyone. I bring you greetings. Doing okay. I bring greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. You never know where you're going to go. I'll put it that way. Because if someone had said to me that I would be in New Mexico right now, Santa Fe, New Mexico is where I am. The elevation is over 7,000 feet. The air is entirely different than the air that we breathe in Atlanta. Or should I say, even 45 minutes away from here, the air is different. So it causes a little different strain on your body. You run up a flight of stairs and you think you're probably going to pass out. It takes a little getting used to. But it's a beautiful place in terms of what you see. I'm sitting in my room, and across from me are mountains. I have desert. You know how you see apartments and people grow grass, and there's grass and trees. But there are trees but no grass. And also I see tumbleweeds that are growing. So it's almost like saying, you know, even in a barren land, there's life, you know. And sometimes we don't realize that, but, you know, because even today, the life that we're living and the things that we're seeing in this world that are happening right now, you might want to say we're in a barren land. Look at the turmoil that we're dealing with, you know, the dissension that we have within our nation and across the world, and the wars and the rumors of wars that we're being exposed to and that we're dealing with on a daily basis. So the Lord has me here for a reason. And I've said that several people have come to me and said that God had you here for a reason. So it's a humbling experience. I'll say that much. But the Lord has me in the book of Revelation. This is something that he has laid upon my heart to just study. You know, I don't consider myself to be an expert, but I think we all are scholars where we can study and seek and learn to decipher and understand the word. But importantly, I'm going to pray and ask the Lord to reveal his word to us tonight so that what we hear, we'll hear and have some understanding in terms of what we're hearing. Father, we just give you praise and glory for this opportunity to come before you and to come before your people to share what you would have shared through the book of Revelation. So we ask that you reveal yourself to us tonight. Let us hear your voice so that we won't follow the stranger. Help us, Lord, in these days that we're living in to walk upright before you and to do those things that are pleasing in your sight. So, Lord, as we dive in, reveal. Reveal. Mm-hmm. And we just say thank you for that revelation now. As I was riding in the car last night coming from Albuquerque back to Santa Fe, I had an encounter. All I can say is in that encounter, you know, God was just really, you know, showing that he was revealing that he's showing himself strong for his people in this hour. So I'll tell anyone to dig in, to get closer to him because of the times that we're in. These are some very traumatic times. I was just reading not too long ago where California is expected to get a very powerful flood. They're going to have a flood. Some kind of flood is coming. In that, this is just showing how, as people and people of God, we better be prayed up. We need to be prayed up. But I'm going to start out with this. When you think in terms of Revelation, the book of Revelation, it sometimes will seem like it's all over the place. That's just the way it is. And it is the last book in the New Testament. It references the other chapters in the new books in the New Testament, and well, really the books of old. It references those books in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. But the book of Revelation is calls Christians to remain faithful to God and Christ, and to resist the powers of evil in the conviction that God will prevail and bring salvation in the New Jerusalem. Book consists of six cycles of visions, each of which warns of dangers arising from sin and evil. Yet each cycle concludes by showing readers the glories of worship in God's presence, which gives reasons for hope. The visions make vivid contrast between Christ the Lamb and Satan's agent, the beast. The visions helps to alienate readers from powers of idolatry, oppression, by strengthening their faith in the salvation of God that God provides. So it's important. You know, here again, a lot of people don't want to dive into this book because they can't quite understand it. But I tell you, if you continue to study, you'll eventually begin to understand what God is saying in his word in the book of Revelation. And I'm going to start out here in Revelation 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which gave God unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. See, John was on the Isle of Patmos, you know, and that was where he had an encounter with God, where God was revealing to him the things to come. That's why a lot of people call John the Baptist, they call him John the Revelator, because revelation means things to come, you know, things that are being revealed, you know, in as far as, you know, being prepared. In other words, he was a prophet, and God was revealing to him what the world was going to be like, and we're pretty much living that today, some of the things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. John, who also am your brother and companion, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And was what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass as they burn in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, for I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write these things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things say he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. That's something, you know, to leave your first love, you know. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. You know, that shows you that even us today, as believers, how important it is for us to stay before the Lord and to repent. You know, even when we think it's the minute or littlest thing, we should be repenting. You know, because we don't want to be found without, you know, without God's grace. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works, in the tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days, but be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Okay? And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, These things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. Now, I took some time to look up what the second death was, because I think that's something we don't necessarily talk about a lot. But the second death is a concept in Judaism. It's where it's related to punishment after the first initial death on earth. As some people say, the second death is the ultimate form of separation. If a person dies in a state of spiritual death, they enter eternity separated from God. This is the second death, is what this says. So, I mean, none of us want to be separated from God in death. Because right. In doing so, we know where we're going. We're going to hell. It's just no two ways, no other way to put it, you know. And that's a place that you don't want to go. I mean, some people have said, why live in hell and then die and go to hell? You know, it's almost an oxymoron, if you will. His word says, behold, I come quickly. Hold thou fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write, these things say the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would though wert thou be cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. See, that's that double standard. You know, we can't be Christians and live a double life. It used to be where, and I remember in days of old for myself, we would say, well, God knows my heart. He knows who, you know, I love him, you know. And that's the excuse that a lot of people use to give them a reason to do what they want to do as opposed to doing what God has called us to do. You know, he said, be holy because I'm holy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we serve a holy God. So why would we not be holy if we want to be like him? You know,
right.
And if we spend time in the word and study of the word, then we can't help but be holy because we want to do what pleases the Lord rather than doing those things to satisfy our flesh. You know, even being here for me, I could see the hand of God strengthening me to be that person that he wants in this hour, because we're in an hour, we're in a time, we're in a season, you know, and just like the four seasons that we live, that we see, spring, summer, fall, winter, each one brings a different characteristic, you know, so the season where God may have you, you know, have us as individuals, you know, is that a season where we're living to the fullest, you know? You know, you would say that, you know, in, even in the desert, believe it or not, it gets cold. It gets cold. It gets very cold. And they even have snow up on these mountains that are here. And I said, wow, really? You know, but the thing of it is, the season lives out its characteristic to the fullest.
Right.
And I think that's where God wants us to be as Christians, the season that we're in. You know, we got some new Christians, young Christians, old Christians. Whatever season we're in, we should be living that to the fullest. You know, as a babe in Christ, seeking and desiring the milk of the word so that we can grow, you know. And as an older Christian, desiring the meat, you know, here again, the book of Revelation, I tell you, if someone had said to me, yeah, this is what you're going to be studying this year, I would have said, really? But desiring the meat of the word, here again, it's time to grow up and time to be what God would have you be. Because the time is short. Time is short.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So as a believer, girded up my loins, putting on the full armor of God so that I'm able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. No matter what the enemy will bring my way, I'm able to stand and fight, because that's what we're supposed to be. We're warriors.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be armed up for the battle, you know, because the enemy is not going to stop. And we can see that even if you, if even in the book of Revelation here is telling us, you know, to repent, to seek the face of God, you know, and to, and that God will reward you for your diligence, you know, for standing strong, for standing and speaking the word of truth in season, out of season too. So, and unto the angel of the church, okay, let me go down here and say, it says here, so then, thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest, I am rich and increase with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind or naked. You know, I could take that a whole lot of ways in terms of how people of means sometimes feel like they don't need God because they think they got it all, you know? And then they thumb their nose at those who they think are lesser than they are, you know? But the thing of it is, believe it or not, God's going to judge them for that. You know, they will be judged for that because, you know, the least you do, what is it the word says, that what you do to the least of them, you know. That's it. And it's going to come back one way or another. It's going to come back. So I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Here again, he's still speaking the word of repenting, you know, so that you can be in right standing with God. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him. I will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne.
Mm-hmm.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Now, if I want to go back a bit here, and you can look at this in your spare time, Matthew 19 and 28 validates what I just got through reading here. So, after this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was, as it were, a trumpet talking with me. You know, it's just something about the trumpets, you know, because they usher in a sound. They give a sound. And when they sound, they sound what you would call ceremonial or should I say, it announces. It's an announcement, you know, that, you know, it pierces through the air, that sound. And so here it is, when the Lord returns, he's going to come with the sound of the trumpet. And in that sound, we're going to know it. You know, it's going to be such a distinct sound that there is just no way that you will not recognize that something significant is happening. You know,
right.
Something significant is happening. And it's happening not yesterday, not tomorrow. It's happening now. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was, and I talked about the trumpet, I'll read it again, trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Okay? And immediately, I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about them, and they were full of eyes within. They rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever. The 24 elders fell down before him. That sat on the throne and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. And cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. I'm telling you, we serve a powerful God, a righteous God, a holy God. God he's plenteous in mercy, but he's also a God of vengeance. So to think that what we see daily in this world, it seems like people are getting away with murder and lying and cheating and doing the things that they're doing. And to think that there are not going to be any ramifications for that, I beg to differ. I beg to differ. I always like to say, you know, I can't just go do what I want to do, you know, and then think, okay, yeah, I can do that, and then it's okay. No, it's not okay. It's not okay for them to be doing what they're doing. But they think, you know, I used to hear a minister say that sin has to run its course, you know. So anything done in the dark, it's going to come to the light. It's just a matter of time. You know, and reckoning day, day, you know, it's coming. It's coming. Yeah. So we don't have to worry and fret about what we see. Yeah. But I will say this much. We need to get on our knees and seek the face of God about it and tell the Lord, let your will be done. You know, you deal with it. There's a prayer that I hear often that says, how long, Lord, will the wicked triumph over me? How long will he stand and thrive, so to speak? You know, it's really not. You know, it just seems that way. You know? So, and I saw, and this is chapter 5. I'm gonna let this be the last one that I read. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book. How about that? Neither to look thereon. Really? And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. He said, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns, seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And it came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. See, God cares about our prayers. Our prayers are never in vain. He cares about those prayers. They are sweet-smelling savor in his nostril. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, was slain and has redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessings. And every creature which is in heaven, and on earth, and under the earth, such as in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that lived forever and ever.
My Lord.
My God. My God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You know, the Lord is, he is, wow. That's all I can say.
Wow.
You know, because when you're in his presence, it's almost like you can't stand up. You know, you can't, it's like you just lose, you know that you're there. But it's almost like an out-of-body experience, if you want to call it that, you know, to where you feel his presence. And you know that he's a holy God because of just how he deals with us, you know. And one thing I'm so grateful for, when the word talks about, and this is in Revelation, this is 21:8, and that's moving a little bit ahead, but it says murderers, idolaters, whoremongers, sorcerers, and liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. I don't wish nobody to go to hell. I don't wish any evil on anyone that does wrong. But when you choose, life is about choices. And the choices we make determines our outcome in life. So it's a wise thing to choose wisely. And if you're not sure about what to choose, then you need to ask somebody. You know, you need to seek wise counsel, you know. You know, find wise friends to be with. If you know you're with a group of friends and they're not doing wise things, then you remove yourself from that, you know? And I'm sure at first that's a tough thing to do, but if you continually seek the face of God, you'll move in the right direction, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right.
That being said, I'll say, may God add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his word, because it's through the word of God that we are saved and that we receive salvation, that we receive deliverance, and that we receive understanding. It's through his word. You know, the word is alive. The word is true.
Yes.
And God's word, this is the only book, the Bible is the only book that has made it throughout time. From the beginning to the end, you know, it's the words in this book are life, and that abundant.
Amen.
So
Amen.
That's what I had. I mean, that's what God gave me.
That's good.
Amen.
That's good. Thank you for that word. I mean, that was the pure word.
Amen.
All the way word. So. It's amazing that God is telling us in the word, either be hot or cold. He don't want no wishy-washy. And you know, we don't like wishy-washy people either. I mean, we don't like the person, but we don't like for folks to be wishy-washy. You don't know what you're going to do from one day to the next. You know, you like to have some structure or something. Organized. And then you talked about the word says give us an ear to hear. So we have that ear to hear the word. And a lot of this is Jesus speaking to us. You know, give us an ear to hear the word of God. And then the other thing that we have to do, we have to repent. So whatever is going on, we have to repent. And I know there are people, and maybe some of you out there in radio land that's listening in tonight, or maybe you listen at a later date, but we have to repent. We all have to repent because we all do something or say something or think something along a day's journey. You may even dream something, maybe thinking something in your head while you're dreaming. So while you're sleeping, so we have to repent in order that we may be in good standing with the Lord, not just thinking that we just got it all together and everything is going good. And when the Bible was talking about leaving your first love, you know, when you think about when you first got born again, you just wanted to do whatever God said to do. You weren't trying to do anything but what God said. We were just like Jesus. Jesus said, I don't do nothing but what the Father tell me to do. Well, he continued on his. But with us, after we get on into this word, after we get on into the world, and as we continue to live and we get older and we start experiencing stuff, we start being wavering a little bit. And so God really wants us to stay faithful to him and don't leave our first love, because Jesus is the reason for the season. And God is the answer. He sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. So I just want to thank you again, Minister Lewis, for this word on tonight. It was so awesome. This was an awesome word. Mm-hmm. So thank you. I'm glad you was led by the Spirit to share with us concerning Revelation. Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Lewis, can you tell us when you're coming back?
I am scheduled for the 2nd of September. So looking forward to it. Yeah, September 2nd. I got about three more weeks. And, three more weeks. This is the way I'm counting. I have two more Fridays to work, and the third Friday I'm out. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, And you know what's sad? Well, I would say, I guess it's true to say it. It's sad because there are people here that don't want me to leave. You know, they've already came up. People have come up and said things to me. And it's almost like they're sad to ask me, when are you supposed to leave? And I said,
right.
I said, Lord, you know, that's you. That's God. That's all I can say. It's God's favor, you know, and grace. So hopefully I've been an example to them. And God will do the rest.
Sure. I am sure. They asking because they want you to stay, and I'm asking because we want you to come on home. I mean, really. So you've been tugged on both sides of the fence.
Yeah.
We want you to come on home.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Mr. Lewis. As we look at this word tonight, and we're talking about it, are you ready for those things to come?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some of the things that happen in Revelation is I think happening now. And I don't remember what that scripture is, but you talk about a man would break out with all these balls and all these other things.
Mm.
So when we think about the monkey fox and all that kind of stuff,
yeah,
we see these things are really coming to pass. Man would be loving himself.
Yeah.
More
than lovers of God.
Father, mothers against daughter, and daughters against fathers against sons.
You
see these things so blatant and so obvious. And so when we ought to see these things and just begin to pray and tighten our belts, strap ourselves in, because it's going to be a bumpy ride. And, but if we are trusted Jesus for our Savior, we know where our end is going to be. And, you know, Revelation is a book that I don't know why Christians are afraid of it, but Christians should be excited about it. Because it's telling us where the end of the book that we win.
That's true. But I think too we're very apprehensive in living out what we've been called to live. So that I think that's why we're afraid to really look at the book of Revelation. You know, convenience. It's not convenient. So.
Well, praise be to God. We just honored to have heard this word on tonight, and a lot of times we do be looking at other scriptures and may not even reference to Revelation. A lot of times we are in the regular books. And may not even look at Revelation, but Revelation is a good chapter for us to be looking at, and I think we should be in Revelation because it is telling us a whole lot of things that is going to happen and showing us what the end is going to be like. So we thank you for sharing this word on tonight, and I was looking at that song while we won't say that. I'm getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, play a little bit of that. We're going to play a little bit of this song right here.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready. Something
Radio Land, you're getting ready to see some new things. So get ready for the overflow. God is ready to do some new things in our lives, but we got to stay focused on Him. Got to stay focused on Him because He have already worked out the plan. So all we have to do is walk in it. We have to walk in the plan that is already set. The road map is already given to us. We just have to walk it. We have to stay on the road. Stay on the pathway. So we want to thank you, Minister Lewis, again for bringing the word tonight.
Amen.
But truly, it's been a blessing to hear this word on Revelation.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank the Lord for tonight, and we want to pray for Pastor Fair. He had a knee surgery on this week and experienced a little bit of pain, so we want to make sure we have him lifted up. And I look forward to hearing him on next Saturday night. And so, Father God, we thank you for your mercy and grace, God, for this man of God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, God, that the surgery went well, God.
Thank
we
you,
ask
Lord.
Right
thank
now,
you, Lord.
Oh, God,
yes,
resist the pain, oh, God, in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Lord, God, send your anesthesia to him right now in the name of Jesus. Release him right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Prove yourself mighty and strong because you are
yes,
awesome, God.
Yes,
Lord. Father God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Minister Lorenzo, God, thank you for his life,
yes,
God. Thank
breathe.
You for his assignment, God,
yes,
that you have been able to put the place, God,
yes,
that he's going to breathe, oh God.
Yes,
we ask you for extra oxygen
yes,
in his lungs.
Yes,
oh God, strengthen
yes,
his lungs right
Jesus,
now in the name
right
of Jesus.
Now,
oh God,
right
he will be
Lord.
A testimony about
yes,
what you can do,
yes,
even
yes,
in the physical, Lord.
Yes. Oh my God.
Father God, we bless you, Lord God. Do a work of miracle, oh God.
Miracle.
So he'd have another testimony to tell somebody
yes,
that
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Is
take
real.
Care of
oh God, bless him right now, God. Thank you, oh God, that all his needs are met. God,
yes,
we give
Lord.
Him praise. Thank you for
thank
his wife,
you.
Oh God. Give
thank
him comfort
you,
while he's away, Lord God.
Yes, God.
In the name of
thank
Jesus,
you, Lord.
God, we thank you.
Thank
you, God. Give a peace that's a
yes,
past
all understanding.
Oh God, we bless you right now. We
bless
ask you, God,
Lord.
Don't you hear this message tonight to be excited that
yes,
you're born
Lord.
Again. Amen. To
yes,
know that
God.
We have something to look forward
yes,
to.
Yes, yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. We
yes,
bless
Lord.
You. We glorify you. In the name of Jesus. So tell your neighbors, tell your friends every Saturday night at 8 p.m. to dial 917-388-4161 to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Butterfield.
Have a great night.